We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, nature-loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Screenmaster Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia and Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erdunet City, Channel Z26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Supatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Olds Province, Channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Tsinghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, delegates from the United Kingdom and OLAC, or Vietnam, meet to share ideas about international standards of education. In animal welfare news, Kuwait diving team rescues two giant sea turtles. In veg news, the staff of Air India in Delhi vote for plant-based food in their cafeteria. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 18, is the national day for both Latvia and Oman. Latvia, situated in Eastern Europe, observes its independence gained in 1918. It is home to over 12,000 rivers and streams, as well as a multitude of lakes. The historic centre of Riga is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site, and is recognised as having Europe's finest collection of Art Nouveau buildings. The Middle Eastern country of Oman celebrates the birthday of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said. This holiday is one of the nation's most popular and is commemorated with grand festivities. Born in 1940, His Majesty has reigned since 1970. His commitment to the ecosphere is seen in his funding of the biennial Sultan Qaboos Prize for Environmental Preservation, which is awarded by UNESCO. The award recognises exceptional work for conserving the earth, and winners are presented with a diploma and a generous financial reward. We respectfully wish His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said a blessed and joyous birthday. May the citizens of Latvia and Oman have splendid national days.
Flying in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. At the start of August, incessant rains in Chongqing Municipality triggered landslides and floods that took at least 10 lives. More than 1.5 million people were affected, with over 26,000 collapsed and damaged houses, as well as many crops that were devastated. On August 6th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 in aid, asking that our local association members go comfort and help in any way they could, while also conveying her love and sympathy. This amount could obtain $157,000 in essential supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in China. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for updates, the following is our Chinese Association Relief Team's report sent via foreign group.
November 10, 2009, Most Loving Master, regarding relief work in Chongqing, Sichuan. With Master's deep concern and a donation of $20,000, our team visited three remote counties on October 20th. There we distributed relief items to over 500 families, including foods, cooking oil, quilts, etc., as well as some relief money. We also visited five schools in Peng Shui County, where students were provided with supplies for 3 months of vegan lunches. In Tongnan County, we delivered assistance to elders from four families. The recipients were moved to tears by Master's loving comfort and said, "Thank Master very much for her kindness." We thank the local government officials who helped us throughout our relief work. Over 5,000 vegan lifestyle flyers were delivered. Thank you so much, Master, for your abundant love bestowed upon us always. Love from China Relief Team.
We are thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. We join in appreciation for the helpfulness of the government officials. Our gratitude also for Supreme Master Qinghai's benevolent assistance to those in need, and for our association relief team's endeavors, wishing the storm-affected people a swift recuperation to the stability of their daily lives as we pray that such calamities subside through humanity's increased care of the ecosphere.
Hailstorm takes two lives in Uganda. 30 people were injured and two young men perished as wind and a hailstorm caused a landslide that destroyed over 40 houses and removed roofs from a school and government building, as well as damaging crops in the area of Bulisa, Uganda. Many families were left displaced by this storm, which is the most recent in a series that have worsened in intensity. Ugandan Parliament member Stephen Mukatala said that regional deforestation has amplified the extreme weather effects.
With all her love and sorrow, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately pledged $10,000 in aid on November 17th for the most afflicted. This amount could acquire $37,000 in essential supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Uganda. We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her benevolent care of the vulnerable, our sympathies for the families who lost cherished loved ones, and we pray for the protection of the storm afflicted as they work to regain the regularity of their day-to-day lives. May events as these be eased as we strive for more diligent stewardship of our shared planetary home.
Code red warning issued for fires in Australia. For the first time ever, a catastrophic wildfire evacuation warning, or code red, was issued in southern Australia on Tuesday, November 17th. A code red indicates a strong recommendation for residents to leave their homes due to the possibility of life-threatening fires. A heat wave with forecast temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius has intensified several wildfires already burning in New South Wales, with firefighters working to contain the flames. We are grateful, firefighters, emergency service crews, and all officials and personnel, for your brave efforts to ensure the safety of the endangered region. Our prayers for the protection of the Australian people, and that our greater kindness toward each other and the environment helps minimize potential devastations as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Zero tariff in 2010 for six ASEAN nations. On Monday, November 16th, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, issued a report stating that six member states plan to remove all merchandise tariffs for goods traveling between their countries starting January 1st, 2010. The six participating nations are Brunei Darussalam, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. Secretary General of ASEAN, Dr. Surin Pitsuan, said, "This is definitely an occasion for ASEAN to celebrate. Our respectful congratulations, Southeast Asian nations and ASEAN, for your cordial free trade advancements. May the people of your countries flourish in shared abundance and friendship."
Meat sold with fraudulent freshness date. Investigative reporters in Denmark found that a number of supermarkets in the country routinely repackaged old meat, stamping it with a new but incorrect freshness date. Other food violations discovered included inaccurate labeling, such as meat being called ground lamb when it also contained pork, as well as the fat content on some meat products being far higher than indicated on the label. Our thanks, Danish journalists, for bringing to light this disturbing truth about meat sales. We pray for a soon future in which all humanity avoids this harmful substance in favor of nutritious plant-based fare for personal and planetary health.
Fatality following swine flu inoculation being investigated. A 55-year-old man in Thuringia, Germany, died hours after receiving the swine flu shot, raising further health concerns for the vaccine. In addition, two other German people experienced life-threatening anaphylactic shock upon getting the vaccine, and five are reported to have perished in Sweden following inoculation. Investigations by health officials are being conducted in both countries to determine if the deaths are linked to the vaccinations.
Meanwhile, A large number of people are choosing not to receive the swine flu shot at all, out of concern for its safety, while others refuse on humanitarian grounds, citing the inhumane use of either eggs taken from chickens bred and raised in cruel and foul conditions, or the kidneys of African green monkeys. A Slovenian poll reports that 83% of the country's population has opted against the swine flu shot, while a poll in Romania found that less than 50% were interested in getting the vaccine.
Based on official counts, the swine flu has claimed 7,092 lives across the globe, although the true count is likely many thousands more. In Ukraine, the death toll has grown to 316, while in Italy it reached 53, and in Scotland, United Kingdom, 38. So far, 530 people have died in India of swine flu, as Israel's death toll rose to 49, and Tunisia reported her first two fatalities. With Germany noting that her swine flu cases doubled in 1 week, we are reminded that the pandemic continues to spread more quickly than ever, with far too many cases to count.
Our prayers go out to the families of those who have lost loved ones to swine flu, and perhaps the vaccine as well. May our world swiftly adopt the humane, hygienic, and vitality-boosting vegan diet to end the public health threats posed by such zoonotic animal-borne diseases.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Significant amounts of water found on Moon. U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, has confirmed the discovery of a sizable amount of frozen water on the lunar surface. The frozen water was released when a NASA spacecraft collided with the Moon near the South Pole, and scientists say there could be more. U.S. geologist Dr. Obijit Basu, who has long studied lunar soils collected by the Apollo astronauts, stated that this discovery is remarkable. We join in marveling at the possibilities. Many thanks, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and all involved scientists, for your continued explorations. We look forward to many more new and exciting events to come.
Save Our Planet. Climate Change Hits Close to Home. On November 16th, an international conference was held for the second time in the nation's beautiful state of Veracruz, this time in Orizaba, known as the Region of the High Mountains. Here, participants gathered with a united purpose for the special event entitled SOS, A Quick Action to Stop Global Warming.
Distinguished guest speakers included the Honorable Juan Manuel Diaz Francos, Mayor of Orizaba, His Excellency Mr. Alonso Dominguez Ferraez, Coordinator of Environment of the State of Veracruz, Engineer Nelba Villagran, Vegan Professor and President of the College of Nutrition of Chile, Mrs. Eva Quistorp, Co-Founder of the German Green Party and former Vice Chairwoman of the Greens in the European Parliament, and Environmental Geographer Mr. Edgar Espinoza Cisneros. Also broadcasting live to Mexican listeners were top radio stations XETQ La Q Internacional at 8:50 a.m., XEOV La Picosa at 12:40 a.m., XEDZ Radio Ondas at 5:80 a.m., XHPG Nova at 92.1 FM, and Radio Arizaba SA, as well as Supreme Master Television, which was airing the event worldwide.
Speaking via video conference for the fourth time at the request of the Mexican government was guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had been invited to the seminar by Environment Coordinator Ferraez to discuss ways that humanity could save the planet from the urgent situation that is affecting all lives.
So, climate change is not an abstract concept at all. It is here and now affecting our neighbors, affecting us and more next. Children will suffer. Mothers and fathers will suffer upon suddenly losing their livelihoods, losing their loved ones, losing their dignity and happiness, and all might vanish overnight. It costs up to 900,000 of your fellow city persons to have to leave their homes every year, with many going to seek better livelihoods in the United States, if they can find it. And please remember, the number one cost behind it all is animal agriculture. People have to be informed fast. Besides the adverse effects that livestock production has on the planet, the consumption of meat is also destructive to our health. We are talking about the health of individuals and their loved ones. Furthermore, the cruelty of the meat industry brings another type of disease, foodborne bacterial infection, due to the extremely filthy conditions of the meat processing plant, that the excrement of the animals is not clean and remains on the flesh through processing, and another health crisis that has been borne to livestock is swine flu. However, the good news is that the way to end all this is truly even more real and quickly manifested than the problem itself, because each and every person can do something significant to stop global warming. And you know already what that is, right? The vegan diet.
We are grateful to the respected government officials and dignitaries, as well as all participants of this conference, for coming together in concern for the planet. Our thanks also goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her encouragement toward each individual doing their part in halting climate change. May such inspiring gatherings spark a global adoption of the organic vegan lifestyle for the blossoming welfare of all beings.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. New solar cells harvest sunlight from all angles. Shaped like long fluorescent light bulbs, the new solar cells from Solyndra Incorporated in California, USA, can also absorb sunlight from any angle, including the solar rays reflected from white rooftops. They do not need to be angled towards the sun or track the sun's angle. This is expected to lower the cost of solar-generated electricity. Thank you, Solyndra, for this new solar cell. May such sustainable technology continue to advance for the benefit of humanity and our planet.
Save Our Planet. French actress Brigitte Bardot calls for European Vegetarian Day. In an open letter dated November 2009, celebrated French actress and animal rights group founder Ms. Brigitte Bardot addressed European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, urging the European Union to highlight meat production's serious impact on global warming and prioritize discussion of the issue in December's climate summit in Denmark.
In the letter, which was also endorsed by more than 100 organizations worldwide, she also called for a European Vegetarian Day. During a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television, Ms. Bardot explained her concern about livestock industry harms to the environment.
Parce que l'élevage, qu'il soit en liberté ou en batterie ou en élevage industriel, émet des effets de gaz de serre qui sont plus élevés que ceux produits par les transports. Toutes catégories, voitures, trains, etc., avions et tout le fourbi. La Banque mondiale a démontré que 90% de la déforestation en Amazonie était liée aux besoins de l'industrie de la viande. Alors ça, c'est quand même quelque chose d'épouvantable et que ça a des effets sur le réchauffement climatique qui nous préoccupe beaucoup aujourd'hui.
Donc si vous avez un message à leur transmettre... quel serait-il?
Be veggie, go green, save the planet, and your life will have meant something.
Our appreciation and support, Ms. Bardot, for your deeply caring heart for our planet and animal co-inhabitants. We join in the plea for peace between humans and the environment and all fellow creatures, so that indeed we may have a meaningful, worthwhile future.
The essential need to halt animal farming in favor of the planet-saving vegan lifestyle has often been mentioned by Supreme Master Ching Hai, as during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
If they are truly the leaders that pledge to protect their people, to improve their country in many aspects, then this is the first step. We have to do stop the meat industry, stop the fish industry, stop the dairy industry. Then our planet will be the way it was and even better. This I can promise. Otherwise, the year 2012, 2013, 2014, we will never know what will happen to us if we do not do the right thing. And right now, to save the planet, there's only one way. To stop the cost, that is the animal industry, by all means, in all aspects. Very simple, just be veg. Just be veg is truly enough for now, and it will be enough for a long future to come.
Save our planet. In Hawaii, USA, rising seas due to global warming are linked to the degradation of 70% of Kailua's beaches on Hawaii's island and the loss of 30% of the beaches on the island of Oahu.
Save our planet. Australia's climate change risks to Australia's coasts report concludes that 250,000 homes, as well as airports, hospitals, and power stations, are at risk of flooding due to rising seas.
It's me, Buzzy the Honeybee. I like to share a tip on taking care of your feet. If you have dry or cracked heels, a way to help them is with a little vegetable shortening. Before going to bed, wash your feet and apply a small amount of shortening on the affected areas. Then put a pair of older socks and have a nice sleep. Keep repeating this treatment and you should see softer feet in no time. Thank you for tuning in and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, the United Kingdom and Olak or Vietnam meet to share experiences concerning education. Over 200 delegates from both countries participated in a conference held in Hanoi, Olak, on the internationalization of higher education. Organized by the British Council and Olak's Ministry of Education and Training, the gathering focused on exchanging best practice techniques and promoting research collaboration. Our sincere appreciation, British Council and Olak's Ministry of Education and Training, for your joint efforts. May students throughout the world be graced with wonderful opportunities for happiness and success.
In animal welfare news, Kuwait diving team rescues giant turtles. Two green sea turtles, found stranded near the Sulbayar power generating plant in Kuwait, were released back into the sea after being taken to a medical facility for 2 weeks of treatment. One turtle was aged 40 to 50, while the other was estimated at being 80 to 90 years old. Kudos Kuwait diving team and the medical group for your caring actions. May all turtles and other marine animals safely roam a thriving ocean for eons to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, the staff of Air India vote for vegetarian-only meals served in their canteen. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More healthy news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Hello, it's me, Buzzy the Honeybee. I'd like to share a tip on taking care of your feet. If you have dry or cracked heels, a way to help them is with a little vegetable shortening. Before going to bed, wash your feet and apply a small amount of shortening on the affected areas. Then put a pair of older socks and have a nice sleep. Keep repeating this treatment and you should see softer feet in no time. Thank you for tuning in and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, the United Kingdom and Olak or Vietnam meet to share experiences concerning education. Over 200 delegates from both countries participated in a conference held in Hanoi, Olak, on the internationalization of higher education. Organized by the British Council and Olak's Ministry of Education and Training, the gathering focused on exchanging best practice techniques and promoting research collaboration. Our sincere appreciation, British Council and Olak's Ministry of Education and Training, for your joint efforts. May students throughout the world be graced with wonderful opportunities for happiness and success.
In animal welfare news, Kuwait diving team rescues giant turtles. Two green sea turtles, found stranded near the Sulbayar power generating plant in Kuwait, were released back into the sea after being taken to a medical facility for 2 weeks of treatment. One turtle was aged 40 to 50, while the other was estimated at being 80 to 90 years old. Kudos Kuwait diving team and the medical group for your caring actions. May all turtles and other marine animals safely roam a thriving ocean for eons to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, the staff of Air India vote for vegetarian-only meals served in their canteen. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More healthy news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a happier world. In veg news, Indian airline employees give up meat to reduce cost. The staff of Air India, based in Delhi, India, agreed to have only vegetarian meals in their canteen. Between 700 and 1,100 workers are served food daily, with a plant-based Indian specialty called a vegetarian thali. Offered at a nominal charge, the Air India canteen in Chennai, India already transitioned to meatless fare in 2004. Congratulations, Air India employees, on opting for the compassionate, affordable, and earth-protecting diet. May all individuals adopt a virtuous vegan lifestyle for a glorious and peace-filled planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Persian entitled Free Service.
خانمی تلفن‌های زیادی از افراد غریبه دریافت می‌کرد. دلیلش این بود که یک سرویس جدید پرداخت صورت حساب از طریق تلفن به راه افتاده بود که شماره تلفن آن با شماره تلفن این خانم یکی بود. هنگامی که این خانم برای شکایت به شرکت مربوط زنگ زد، به او گفتند که تقاضای یک شماره تلفن جدید بکند. خانم در حالی که التماس می‌کرد گفت: 20 سال است من این شماره را دارم. شما شماره تلفن خودتان را تغییر دهید. که البته شرکت مربوطه به این خانم جواب رد داد. در این هنگام خانم شاکی گفت: بسیار خوب، از حالا به بعد هر کسی به من زنگ بزند میگویم که صورت حسابشان کامل پرداخت شده است. روز بعد شرکت شماره تلفن این سرویس جدید را عوض میکند.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I think the spirit of togetherness is really nice. Let us call the planet spirit Mother Earth. Thank you, God, for all of this. Janne from Helsinki, Finland.
Gracious Janne, truly, Mother Earth needs us to cherish and protect her. As Supreme Master Ching Hai and many distinguished experts have explained, the best way to show our love is the earth-saving organic vegan diet. Please help all know this vital fact. You are most welcome to download any information from www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. It's all free of charge, with divine light to you and your elevated Finnish co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May wonders bring joy and peace to your days.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Delegates from Russia's Ministry of Emergency Situations offer technical assistance for disaster prevention to their Venezuelan counterparts, including access to state-of-the-art equipment and technologies.
Following a successful launch, the U.S. Space Shuttle Atlantis heads for the International Space Station, carrying 6 astronauts and an abundance of supplies and equipment.
Ethiopian and Saudi Arabian officials sign a reciprocal agreement that removes taxes and duties on trade shipped via air transport.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev makes his first state visit to Singapore, where he commends her significant economic transformation, saying that it represents an inspiring example for his country.
U.S. President Barack Obama encourages the Burmese government to continue with democratic reform and to free such persons as Daw Aung San Suu Kyi for improved international relations and a more prosperous Myanmar.
The British Council and the Qatari Business Women Forum partnered to introduce Qatari women to Springboard, a successful program that helps them build confidence and skills to reach their full potential.
During his visit to Olac or Vietnam, French Prime Minister François Fillon donates $150,000 to Tuo Tinh Hue province to aid in its recovery from recent storms and floods.
Kuwait hosts her second Arab Electricity Conference with a focus on cooperative implementation of eco-friendly wind and solar energies across the Arab world.
Through planned public information campaigns and increased animal protection measures, Malaysia Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals seeks a stray-free and no-kill nation in 2010.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev announced excellent progress in their talks to sign a new nuclear arms reduction treaty with completion expected by December 2009.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.